and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and today we bring you another special edition of the program. Let's kick it off with prayer. Today we'll pray St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dave Parker, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am great. We are back here with another special edition of Spirit in the Morning.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's a very special edition.
Yesterday on the show, we played the first part of the Abbey Fest concert series with Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, and Teresa Peterson, A Night of Songs and Stories.
Yes.
This took place at Nativity of Our Lord Parish in Warminster, PA.
Yes, it did.
Today we're going to bring you the second half of the concert. Mm-hmm. What a great night, Dave. I knew of these artists. I knew some of their songs. Mm-hmm. But when we were there live, and of course we did broadcast the event live, I was just blown away by how talented they really are.
So was I. And it's just incredible. These young musicians slash artists, gifted by God. You know? And they're utilizing their gifts.
They are.
For the glory of God.
And we got to hear a lot of the backstories, how they wrote the songs that they did. And it was great because they would each alternate, sing their song, and tell a little bit about what inspired them to write it.
Exactly, each song, yes. I love the way they had it set up and then performed it. It was wonderful.
So it was a powerful night, and we're glad to be able to bring it to you. Without further ado, let me read today's gospel, and then we'll get right to the concert. Today's gospel comes from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 42. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Dave,
wow!
Sounds like the adversaries of Jesus had lots of comebacks.
Absolutely.
But he had an answer for them each time.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, and what I thought of, he's speaking truth to power of the day, the power of the day. And the truth, and trying to convince them, and they were doubting it.
The danger, Dave, is that we can look at a story like this and say, boy, those guys, they were really nasty. Not you and me, Dave Parker. We never do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do. There are times when we want to shut the Bible. There are times we want to plug our ears when we're in Mass listening to the gospel because we don't want to hear certain things.
That and or sometimes our mind just wanders in Mass. You know, both those, Gary. I mean, exactly. And it takes us away from the truth.
And what Jesus is saying here is, if you really believe in me, if you really are my follower, you're going to do what I say. So let that be an inspiration to you as we are in the final days of Lent. Let that inspire you to really put the words of the Lord into action. That's today's gospel. And Dave, I think it's time to get to the concert. What do you think?
Okay, I think so too. Everybody enjoy.
Now, this is the second part of the concert, the Abbey Fest concert series with Luke Spihar, Dana Catherine, and Teresa Peterson.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for April 5th. Today we celebrate St. Vincent Ferrer. Vincent Ferrer lived in the mid-14th to the early 15th century, a time of turmoil in society and the church. The plague raged in Europe, and Christianity was divided between two, sometimes three, popes. Vincent entered the Dominican order in his native Spain at age 19, convinced that the election of Pope Urban VI was invalid. He cast his lot with the anti-pope, Benedict XIII, who had ordained him years earlier. Living in Avignon and serving as Benedict's preacher and confessor, over time Vincent became alarmed at Benedict's disinterest in healing the schism with Rome. Sure that the church was being harmed and failing to persuade his former friend to put an end to the rivalry, Vincent resigned. He spent the last 20 years of his life spreading the good news and stressing the need of repentance. He preached his most dramatic sermon in front of the anti-pope Benedict, denouncing him and his claim to the papacy. Shortly thereafter, the contestants for the papal throne were deposed and unity was restored. Vincent Ferrer died in 1419 and was canonized 36 years later. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
This next song is called My Savior and Me, and I was recently signed to an independent Christian record label based out of Chicago. It was such a blessing, crazy story. And they said, well, why don't we, you know, work together on one single first and foremost to see how we work together. And they gave me a deadline to write a song. And I have never experienced that before. I know these two haven't. And it was really, really hard. Because usually I'm just writing, and when I feel the Holy Spirit prompt me, I write. And when I don't write. And so I had a few weeks to write this song. And it had to be catchy, it had to be upbeat. You know, there were all of these things I had to hit. And it was really, really nerve-wracking. And so it was the day before the deadline, and I had written all these songs, but none of them were the right one. I knew it, Rekindle, my record label knew it, and I was getting really scared. So I said, God, all right, I'm done for now. I'm so stressed out. So this day before this deadline, I went to adoration, and that was a really good idea. And on the way home, I wrote this song in the car. I've never just written a song in the car. I always have my guitar with me. And of course, it was the Lord saying, Dana, just trust me. Just trust me. I'll do everything. You just trust me. So this is the song that came about, and I'm really happy with it. I love singing it.
My Savior. your grace and love. Cover a million reasons I could find to show I'm just too broken to spread your light. But still you shine. I'm just another pen you're putting to the paper. A reflection of my maker. At your name on my story, another expression of your glory. Have your way in my soul. I surrender all control. Let my heart beat to the rhythm of your song. Make the world want to sing along. From the mountains to the valleys, let my words be your truth and life. Push out the dark, bring in the light. So
so glad.
I hope you didn't mind I sang a little backup vocals.
That was good. That was awesome.
I was like, I can't hold it back. Must sing the catchy parts.
That was beautiful.
Which is all catchy. I just don't know all the harmonies. Okay. So this next song I'm about to play for you is going to be on my new album coming up. And it's really interesting. Writing songs is such a practice of trust, right? And risking. Especially when you co-write is really interesting too. So I do that sometimes. And by the grace of God, I was able to write this next song with a really successful songwriter in Nashville and my producer. And so we were praying with the Psalms. I get a lot of inspiration from King David. He was like the coolest songwriter ever, epic. I can't imagine, like, of all time, everyone, you know, like, if God was like Teresa, you know, if he speaks that way. It's like, Teresa, I'd like you to write me 150 songs. The whole world and all creation will know it, sing it, and continually use it as fodder to glorify me. I don't know if he knew that at the time, but dang, sometimes even I'm like, I am in this time period, and he, what a gift that he gave us as children of God to be able to praise the Lord.
He did all that with a lute and a harp too.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
And a heart for the Lord, right? That's all you need. A little Holy Spirit. Okay. And maybe just a little talent.
Little.
Does that help? Okay. All right. Long diatribe over, but... So this next song is called One and Only, and I'm really excited to play it for you.
So I'm bowing down, coming close to me, wanna hear the song.
like you, God. Wonders never cease. There's none like you. Darkness brings, still your children sing, hallelujah. Through fire and flood, your children sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Through every trial, the darkness brings, still your children.
As we're coming to kind of the close of our last three songs, you know, I just wanted to take this moment and just once again thank you, you know, sincerely for coming out. It's really an honor and a gift to us. Just it truly makes my night, and I know I speak for all of us, mm-hmm. that we can share how the Lord's worked in our heart. And this last song is a song called The Prayer of Esther. I wrote this, I was really inspired by Queen Esther as she was approaching the gates of the throne room. This was a situation where if she wasn't summoned by the king, she could be executed just for showing up. And if she didn't go and plead for the life of her people would die. And she has this simple prayer before she goes into the throne room. She says, Lord, you're all I have. You're all I have. And I think right now in Lent, you know, how deep is that reality in our hearts? That reality that nothing else is going to suffice, that nothing can be a priority over our relationship with God. There's kind of two options. Either there's no God, nothing, no meaning, or there is a God. And if there is, and that's the hope that I base my life on, I want to know that God and have a relationship with that God, Jesus Christ, so that at the end of my days, I can look at him and say, I know you, and he can look back and say, I know you too. Let's spend together for eternity. And that's the whole foundation of our faith. And Lent is such a special time, isn't it, for us to just look at what's in the way of that. What's in the way of that relationship? I'm going to give it up. I'm going to let it go so I can be fully alive in the Lord. And that was kind of the realization I had as I was writing this song. I wrote this song as a senior in college with that realization that there was a lot in the way of my relationship with the Lord. So I'll leave you with this thought, that in the end of it all, if your relationship is not right with God, what do you even have? What do you have? And to invite you to let go of that thing that's in the way of you and the Lord. This is a song called The Prayer of Esther. And once again, it's such an honor and a privilege for us to be here. Thank you for supporting Catholic artists and Catholic art. It's very meaningful as we believe that the art of the church is so important. It's essential. And even by you showing up and supporting us is so meaningful to us. So thank you. This is a song called The Prayer of Esther. Though I walk into the dark unknown, I'll walk by faith alone and see. I need not the light of day when you remain in me. And though the road is very narrow, doom awaits on either side as I pass. If I stray, I will stumble, but your right hand holds me fast. Father, you are all I have, but you are all I need. Please help me bear the pain for the sake of your name. And my heart shall be glad in the end. You are all I have. My soul, once spotted, slowly slipped away into shades of gray, nearly black. But Lord, in your mercy, you have never shown your back. All my selfishness and pride, all the times I've tried to hide from your eyes. Your love always knew me, your love saw right through my disguise. Father, you are all I have, but you are all I need. Please help me bear the pain for the sake of your name. And my heart shall be glad in the end. You are all I have. My pains, my pleasures, all in vain. And if I spend my whole life trying to make my name known from pole to pole, what good would it be to gain the whole world but lose my soul?
Come back. We're going to be joined by Dana Catherine, so don't go anywhere. This is Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A Syrian monitoring group says the death toll from a chemical attack the previous day has now increased to 72 as activists reported renewed airstrikes on the town hit in that harrowing assault. Ahmed El Sheikho of the Idlib Civil Defense Team says the new airstrikes hit near where the suspected chemical attack occurred in the town of Khan Sheikhoun. The advocacy group In Defense of Christians has condemned that chemical attack on civilians in Syria. IDC Executive Director Philippe Nassif said in a statement, quote, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must be told in no uncertain terms that the U.S. will not tolerate these kinds of attacks on innocent civilians. He went on to say, quote, IDC also applauds the Trump administration's plans to establish safe zones in Syria where people would be protected from Assad's regime and ISIS and the suffering and displacement of millions of Syrian refugees across the Middle East alleviated, end quote. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says, quote, the United States has spoken enough about North Korea. That in reaction to North Korea's latest missile launch. The State Department issued a terse statement from America's top diplomat acknowledging yet another launch and saying, quote, we have no further comment. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Three recovering alcoholics happened upon a country inn that advertised homemade pumpkin pie. They engaged their waitress in conversation and mentioned their struggles to her. When it was time for dessert, she informed them that the kitchen had just run out of pie. Seeing their disappointment, she reappeared a few minutes later with three pieces. She had told the cooks about the men, so they gave away the slices they had put aside for themselves. The waitress told the three strangers, I'm an AA too, and it's pretty tough right now. All day, I've been praying for strength. Then, out of nowhere, you guys appear, and I hear you talking. Just when I was feeling lost, you guys found me. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You know, we're so grateful for you being here, and we really pray that this music tonight and the songs we have left have really in some way helped you feel the nearness of God, because he's closer to us than we are to ourselves, right? And it's really hard to understand that and to feel that sometimes. And music has a way of revealing that to us, revealing that the Lord is right, not just right next to us, but within us, which is mind-blowing. So I hope you got that from tonight. This last song I will be playing for you is called Too Good to Be True. And it came about maybe a few months after I had graduated from college. I was just falling deeper and deeper in love with the Lord. And the more I knew him, the more I loved him. The more I loved him, the more I wanted to know about him. And I think a lot of you can probably understand that, right? And there was this one week where I was literally pinching myself, and I had never done this before with anything. I was pinching myself saying, is this real? Is this life real? Is this reality? You know, is God this good? Is he this merciful and powerful and faithful, even when I'm sinning? Like every single day, he's staying there with me, ready to forgive me, ready to bring me back to his heart. Is this true? Because so many times in our lives, and I know you know this, so many times in our lives, there are great people or great experiences or great opportunities, and they're too good almost. And we say, you know, get that away from me because it's going to hurt me somehow. This can't be true. It's too good. There's got to be some flaw with it. And that's not true of God. finally, in God, we find everything that we desire. We find infinite love and mercy. And he fills the emptiness inside and the void inside of us that can only be filled by his infinite love. It is not too good to be true. And that is the most beautiful thing ever. I don't know how we can't wake up with joy every day thinking of that.
This isn't just a dream, this isn't a fantasy, a picture painted of the way I wish it was. This is reality, my Savior has come for me and for you, so we can have life to the full. Oh, 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 there's no
because of you. Thank you.
All right, my final song is one that means the world to me. So this whole artistic experience, it's really just pursuing your vocation, right? Of what God is calling you to, and discovering the desires of your heart, and that the Lord desires to fulfill those. Because he placed those desires there on your heart. And the trust in walking that path is probably the hardest and most adventurous and scary thing to do. If anybody says that being a Christian is boring, they maybe aren't doing it right, because the Lord keeps surprising me. It's an adventure every single day. So for me, I pursued a career and musically in the secular vein for a long time. I wanted to be an artist who was Catholic, but maybe not a Catholic artist. It didn't even occur to me, really. I just was pursuing what was on my heart, and I did that for about 12 years. And it really felt like the Lord allowed things to happen, but not enough. And if you've ever pursued something to its end, and you're just like, this isn't fruit. I know this isn't what God has planned. And at the time, I didn't know that the Lord was withholding the blessing for the right time. And really in Lent, like where we are now, as I was reflecting on this, especially with the prayer of Esther too, of how scary it might have been for all the apostles on Good Friday, because they hadn't lived through Saturday and then Easter Sunday. And as I was walking through this painful path of what really felt like a death to my dream, when I felt that perhaps music died and maybe God didn't want to use me because I had put all of my effort into making music successful or whatever that was, and it didn't seem that it worked at all. And I really felt like the Lord had put me in the tool shed, you know, and I was like, I wouldn't do this with the gifts I'd given somebody. I'd use the tools. But it was so beautiful how letting that go and walking through that crucifixion of my broken dreams, that through that process, that there was a resurrection, and that the Lord had a fullness and future full of hope for me. And as I share this next song with you, I really hope that that re-inspires you, that God has still a plan and a future full of hope for you. It's called Calling Me Higher.
Been walking for miles, and no shoes on my feet, but the dirt and gravel keep good company. Warm sun on my face, I look up at the sky and give in. The beauty of the breeze blowing by keeps calling me higher, higher, as deep calls out to deep. My weary soul grows lighter, lighter, just as the deer longs for the stream. Over me again, I sink as a stone, afraid to move, but mercy like a sail brings me back to you. Call me in love, call me to love.
fantastic, isn't it? Isn't it incredible? You know? Last night, Teresa said, here we are sitting in God's living room listening to music. And that's true. I mean, it's a wonderful experience and angelic voices. We started Abbey Fest about 4 years ago. And we had some parishioners who liked Matt Maher. And I confess, I don't know anything about Christian contemporary music. And they said, well, you know, we got to bring this guy in. He was going to be in the area. And it turned out he needed another couple thousand dollars for his bus. And he is Catholic. And he wasn't playing a lot of Catholic venues. And so we got this fantastic deal. And he came, and it was in the gym. And we gave away tickets. And we had 600 tickets that were gone in 15 minutes. I mean, that was just out of there. And so he comes, and one of the guys in our parish works in this business, and he put up a professional stage, and it was just a really nice thing. And so people came, and all ages. There was people with their babies, and there was some 85-year-old nuns that were there. And the whole time, for an hour and a half, nobody sat down. And it was there was three or four of us standing in the back of the gym, and I said, you know, we got lightning in a bottle here. You know, this is unbelievable. And so the next year, we went over to, after that, right away, we went over to Daylesford Abbey, and we talked. We're served by the Norbertines from Daylesford, and so we went and talked to the priests, and we said, here's the idea. We're going to have a day-long festival, and we're going to get some people to come in, and we want to get Catholic artists, but there's not a lot of Catholic artists at the moment because we Catholics are kind of late to the contemporary Christian scene. And it's kind of thinking like, oh, this is going to be kumbaya music, you know, and nobody's going to come. And so we're talking to several of the priests, and the one priest, he was kind of really reluctant and said, Father, how many people do you think we're going to get? And he said, oh, you'll be lucky if you get 300. And the four of us looked at each other and we said, we're thinking if we don't get 1,200, you know, this is not going to fly. And we had 2,000 the first year. The second year we had over 3,000. And then this last year we had close to 4,000. And so next year we're hoping that, you know, we're going to increase the number. But the interesting thing was that it wasn't just a parish picnic. This is kind of a pan. First, we thought it would be pan-diocese, but it's kind of a movement. People come. The second year, one of the guys came up to me from our church, and he said, you know, we've been to Disneyland, we've been to the Phillies games, we've been all these different places, and he said, this is the first time I can go somewhere. He's got seven wild Indian boys, and he says, I don't care what they're doing. He said, here they are, with all these Catholics, and all we're doing is celebrating, and we're having a wonderful day, and I don't have to worry. And that's what it's turned out to be. And it's just a great experience. And we've got 7 or 8, 9, 10 parishes that have signed on as sponsors. And so we see this as a movement, as you've been talking about tonight, with music. Music touches everyone's soul. And the music that you hear on regular radio, secular radio, you know, who can listen to that kind of stuff anymore? And I get the last little story is my best man, when we got married, his wife is really into contemporary music. And the first year, Matt Maher was there, and I didn't tell her because we were trying to make this a Catholic event, and she said, how come you didn't call me and tell me that he was going to be there? He's my favorite. And so the second year they came, and my buddy came, and he was really reluctant about showing up. And he turns to me halfway through, and he says, I feel like I'm at a Black Sabbath concert. You know, so it's not your regular kumbaya kind of music. It's all kinds of music. We have people that, for the kids, there were some rappers there, and we have, a little more nicer, mellower music, and then we have just all kinds. It's a nice sampler. And every year it gets better and better and better and better. Teresa was there last year, and we decided that we wanted it to be just not a one-time thing, but we wanted to make it so that it was all year round. So it might be the culmination or the beginning of the year. And so this year, we deliberately, with Teresa and James's help, said, let's put together a little concert series, see how it goes. And, we plan maybe even later this year in the summer to do another series. And to get these out there so that people get exposed, and most importantly is that we expose Catholics to great Catholic artists, up and coming, and great music. So we're so happy that you could be one of our pilot parishes, and have a delightful evening in God's living room, and we hope you'll come out September 16th for our day. Tell your friends. Go on the website, and I think, hopefully, maybe we could persuade them to do one more song.
One more song.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's... We do want to just express such a deep level of gratitude before we get to this song. I thought maybe a fitting way that we could close this evening is singing Bless the Lord. This is some Bless the Lord, O my soul. Just to thank the Lord for this evening and just the anointing that he sends down upon us. Thank you, Mark and the people at Abbey Fest, for believing in artists, Catholic art, and being the sort of people that support Catholic artists. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for all who came tonight, for being the sort of people that support us as artists and really just coming out to believe in us and to encourage us on. Teresa and James, first of all, James, thank you so much for his work on the drums. He's the...
And sound.
Yeah, and sound, and just everything you see is very much something James has done. Thank you, Holy Spirit Radio, for being here.
Thank
you so much for all you do to support and build up our faith and our church. Teresa Peterson, Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, thank you. I just think myself in the third person. That got weird. But thank you. I wanted to thank them as well for just stepping out on the limb. I know the journey can be a lonely one, and not even if your wife leaves you at a truck stop, what I mean? Rest stop. But anytime you're taking an extreme step in faith, the Lord's there for us. He's there for us. And so let's be bold, and let's not get to Lent the same person this year. So let's sing together, Bless the Lord.
Sing it with us.
And sing it out. And thank you once again.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. And worship his holy. Your heart is kind for all your. bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name.
I will worship Your holy name.
Want to do one more time? Ready?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. And sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. I will worship Your holy name. I will worship Your holy name.
Thank you all so much. Have a great night. Thank you all.
What a great ending. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of Spirit in the Morning as we presented you the music of three great Catholic artists, Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, and Teresa Peterson. You know, music's a big part of this show. Dave Parker, what a great blessing it was to be able to be at that concert live.
Oh, yeah,
how about that finale when all three of them came out and did that song, 10,000 Reasons? We've played that so many times
yes,
on this
have.
Show.
Yes, we have.
Everybody was singing along. What a great night.
Yeah, and it was just phenomenal. And, yeah, what can I say? Except just yeah. go to the concerts in the future, so, the regular Abbey Fest out in Dalesford Abbey.
Yep. And we're going to be there. Lots more information will be forthcoming about that. For more information about the Abbey Fest concert series, visit their website, which is theabbeyfest.com. Let's close it out in prayer today. And again, we want to thank you for listening to this special edition of Spirit in the Morning. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus. Help us to be responsive to His words. Help us not shut our ears when your Son, Jesus, speaks to us. And Father, we ask that you give us the strength to be able to go out and share the good news with those we meet. We thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for the privilege of being able to call you Father. And we ask that you continue to bless us in the name of your Son, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right,
Amen.
That's all. Dave Parker, thanks for joining me today.
Great show, Gary.
God bless you all. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time.